Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Jerusalem is experiencing clear skies today, while Tel Aviv enjoys a warm breeze. Haifa remains mild with a touch of sun. As the evening approaches, expect a comfortable night across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post earlier today, Israel expresses doubt over U.S. optimism in Iran talks, citing unresolved critical issues on nuclear concessions. Also, I-24 News reports that Lebanese media have confirmed fatalities from the latest Israeli strikes coming in just this past hour. Also this hour, Ynet reports that settlers and soldiers forced Palestinians to exhume a body from a West Bank grave earlier today due to objections over its location. Separately, JNS reports that the IDF killed a Hamas terrorist linked to the abduction of Mia Shem in earlier reporting. They also destroyed 8 Hamas tunnels in Rafah. And finally, according to JTA, a man who firebombed the Boulder Israeli hostage march was sentenced to life in prison. This report is from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Seth Frantzman, a journalist and analyst, posted just minutes ago, questioning the ease of resolving ongoing conflicts. Mark Leibowitz, who offers personal insights, shared an article written by a friend's wife, urging readers to engage and share it. Memory, a research institute, highlighted an analysis on Mali, examining its potential shift towards an Islamic empire, posted recently. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the situation between Israel and the U.S., the Jerusalem Post explains that despite U.S. officials showing optimism over a potential deal with Iran, Israel remains skeptical. They stress that significant differences persist, especially concerning nuclear concessions. This tension underscores the ongoing complexities in diplomatic negotiations in the region. Turning to the developments in Lebanon, I-24 News reports just this past hour on fatalities following Israeli strikes. These strikes are part of Israel's broader military actions in the region, reflecting ongoing tensions and their potential repercussions for regional stability. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, Ynet describes a tense situation where settlers and soldiers demanded the relocation of a Palestinian grave. This incident highlights the deep-seated tensions over land and burial rights in contested areas. It adds another layer of complexity to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. On the military front, JNS details Israel's operations against Hamas. The IDF not only targeted a terrorist linked to a high-profile abduction, but also dismantled infrastructure in Gaza. These actions, reported earlier, indicate Israel's continued focus on neutralizing perceived threats. Finally, JTA's report on the life sentence for the perpetrator of the Boulder attack reminds us of the long-lasting impact of hate-fueled violence. The sentence serves as a stark message against such acts, aiming to deter future incidents. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that the strong shekel is pressuring Israeli high-tech firms. Companies are concerned about rising costs and the potential shift of R&D outside Israel, posing significant challenges for the sector. Separately, CTEC reveals that Zvi Williger seeks a $1.8 million refund after claiming an AI-driven real estate fund failed to deliver as promised. This dispute highlights potential risks in tech-driven investments. And finally, Globes notes Germany's surprise over Israel supplying jet fuel, contradicting previous statements from their transport minister. This development reflects the complex economic ties between nations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.